President Trump is weighing in on ABC's decision yesterday to cancel Trump supporter Roseanne Barr's show because of her racist tweet about Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett. Barr wrote, "Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals VJ." The apes reference, of course, a slur on her being black. The president tweeted today, "Bob Iger of ABC called Valerie Jarrett to let her know that ABC does not tolerate comments like those made by Roseanne Barr. Gee, he never called President Donald J. Trump to apologize for the horrible statements made and said about me on ABC. Maybe I just didn't get the call."
Our political strategist join us, and this week it's Republican strategist Alice Stewart. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jeremy and Robin. How are you?
Doing well. And Democratic strategist Karine Jean-Pierre. Hi, Karine.
Hey there, Jeremy. Hey there, Robin.
So African-American journalist April Ryan in the White House press corps called ABC's canceling of Roseanne a huge moment in the Trump era. Alice, do you agree?
I agree 100%. I think we have gotten to the point where we're normalizing racist, disparaging comments. And at some point, there has to be some semblance of consequences for this kind of behavior. And ABC certainly took a risk putting Roseanne Barr on. She's known for controversial comments and statements and behavior. They took a risk putting her on. They lost, and I commend them for taking her off and canceling her show. I would like to see, but I'm not going to hold my breath, the president to actually come around and actually condemn the comments that she made and state unequivocally that there's no tolerance for that kind of behavior, but that would be the height of hypocrisy.
Are you saying President Trump should do that, and it would be the height of hypocrisy if he did? Why? Because he has, you know, some people feel he's made racist statements.
Well, Robin, he has. He's made quite a few. So
people, this is
a
Republican strategist. I just want to
I am
that
a
out.
Republican strategist. I voted for President Trump, and I still think this is not about political correctness. This is not about policy. This is about human decency. Mm-hmm. And when you have someone who makes statements like this, there should be some type of consequences, and someone at some point needs to stand up and say enough is enough and we can't tolerate this. Look, I'm a Republican. I support the president's policies 99.9%, but that does not mean I condone this type of behavior and comments, and I do think someone should stand up to
Well, Karine, we haven't heard anything from the Democrats about this at all. Is President Trump likely to suffer any consequences by the fact that he stood by Roseanne early on? He said, this is about us, this show. This is why it's so successful. It's about the Trump movement in this country. Is he going to face any backlash for not standing up more now?
I think we are seeing some backlash. I think Donald Trump is seeing some backlash, that's for sure, because you see the resistance. You see a movement afoot that is speaking out against Donald Trump. You saw that last year, especially if you look at the electoral kind of races that have come about from 2016. Democrats and also Republicans are crossing over, more moderate Republicans are crossing over and saying, in elections, and saying, no, we're done. We're done with what Donald Trump is doing on policies, on his language, on his behavior. And come November, I think we will see that blue wave come to fruition, and that will be certainly a rebuke of Donald Trump and the Republicans.
Well, but we have to look at recent polls that show, for instance, a growing number of Republican voters don't want Donald Trump to cooperate with the Russia investigation. Some are attributing that to his attacks on the Russia investigation and prompting people to think, yeah, it has gone on for quite a long time. So there's that. And then, although you have retiring South Carolina Republican Trey Gowdy, chair of the House Oversight Committee, who told Fox News last night he looked at all the evidence when lawmakers were shown documents from the Russia investigation. He saw no evidence of spying on the Trump campaign. He said the FBI was doing what Americans should want, talking to people about connections to Russia. Here's some more of what he said.
I think when the president finds out what happened, he's going to be not just fine, he's going to be glad that we have an FBI that took seriously what they heard. He was never the target. Russia
so
is the target.
So it sounds to me as if
Republican strategist Alice Stewart, what would you advise Republicans to be saying here? Trey Gowdy is retiring, so some would say he can afford to go against President Trump's narrative.
I think we need to listen to people who have actually heard what has gone on here. And I believe and I trust Trey Gowdy And if he says unequivocally, as he said, that he's convinced more than ever the FBI did exactly what people would want them to do when they get information about Russians' involvement in the election, and it has nothing to do specifically with Donald Trump, they did exactly what they should do. And this is not about Spygate. This is not about a witch hunt. This is about getting to the root of what this all is about, which is a foreign entity interfering in our election process. And that is something that we need to get to the bottom of. And Trey Gowdy, I think a lot of him, and I'm reminded one thing I say often when he was during Benghazi mm-hmm. and he was questioning Hillary Clinton. He said, there's no statute of limitations on the truth. And the same applies here. Until we get to the truth here with regard to Russian interference, we need to turn off the clock and let Robert Mueller do his job.
There's some interesting state politics going on. I want to get to that. The Missouri governor, Eric Greitens, who is seen as a rising star in the Republican Party, just resigned yesterday in the face of criminal investigations, a couple of them. Charges have been dropped, but let's take a listen to Greitens.
This ordeal has been designed to cause an incredible amount of strain on my family. Millions of dollars of mounting legal bills, endless personal attacks.
So, Corrine, there's some talk in Missouri that this could help Democrats because the attorney general there may end up facing Claire McCaskill, a Democratic senator from Missouri, in what was supposed to be a pretty closely watched Senate race this fall. What are you thinking?
Well, I think Claire McCaskill is an astute, smart politician. She's been around for a long time in Missouri, so I think that she alone will do a fantastic job and get herself reelected.
But people were worried that she might not be able to do that in this environment. Trump won Missouri by a lot.
Right, and I agree, but we also worried about that the last time around, 6 years ago, and she was able to get reelected.
Right.
Look, I think that Republicans clearly are not doing themselves a favor here in that particular state with the governor resigning, and now we're going to see how this is going. It is going to have a reverberating effect, clearly, with the election coming up in November.
You know, Alice Stewart, again, the Republican strategist, and I just have to ask you, what would you advise Eric Greitens? I mean, here he's saying the ordeal has been designed to cause strain on my family. No, some would say his activity was designed, his extramarital activity was designed to cause strain on his family. What would you have advised him?
First of all, as you say, extramarital activity causes strain on a marriage, not the political environment. And my advice would have been, A, don't have, extramarital affair in the first place. And granted, that happened prior to the office he's holding now. But certainly come clean, put it all out there. Ask for forgiveness, certainly from your wife and your family, but from the public. And when that doesn't work, then you have an obligation as a political official to step down and let someone else get in that spot that will actually serve the people of Missouri well. And it's incumbent upon the party there to make sure they don't have another Greitens or Todd Akin come up and be the nominee. We need to have good, credible, legitimate candidates that represent the Republican Party.
He was obviously not your client. We'll move on to something else.
Not. Yeah.
The Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren told ABC's The View yesterday that she wasn't ready to join other Democrats who support impeachment of President Trump.
I'm not there.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Where I am is that we need this independent investigation without political interference. Look, that's what we owe to the American people.
Corrine, as you know, there are these commercials airing from Tom Steyer from California saying there should be impeachment of President Trump. But a lot of Democrats, including apparently Elizabeth Warren, seem to be a little nervous about that.
I think, look, I get asked this question a lot about impeachment. Should Democrats run on impeachment? I think Democrats should run on that, but other things. I think that Donald Trump clearly has done some things like firing James Comey that is clearly being investigated by Robert Mueller, obstruction of justice. And he's done a lot more, a long list of things that are incredibly questionable for the president of the United States, the person who sits in the Oval Office, to be doing. But it's not the only thing. I think Democrats on the right side of history here. They can talk about health care and how Republicans try to take health care away from 32 million people. They can talk about tax reform, how that's not helping, it's not trickling down helping the middle class, and Republicans are running away from that. There are things here that they can truly have a conversation about, and that will resonate with the public.
I want to ask Alice, because aren't Republicans seeing polling that shows that people don't like that? People don't like this notion of calling for impeachment.
You're right. I agree 100%. I think it would be a tremendous mistake for Democrats to put too much of an emphasis on that. And I think Corrine was suggesting make that part of the dialogue, but not the entire dialogue. In my view, I think the Democrats should have learned a big lesson with Hillary Clinton's loss in that you need to focus on what the constituents are concerned with. And I still think it is jobs, it's the economy, it's health care. And I know for a fact the Republicans on the congressional side, they're polling what is the top interest for that specific congressional district or that state and focusing on that. Granted, there's not concrete evidence that there was collusion with the Russians, and there's not concrete evidence there was not. And we need to let it play out.
Republican strategist Alice Stewart and Democratic strategist Corrine Jean-Pierre, thanks to both of you.
Thanks, guys. You. Have a great day.